Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Helen Slotche is an Ithaca-based lawyer who helped develop town bans against drilling. She spoke to a friendly crowd at the Unitarian Church of Ithaca.
Thank you very much. It seems like it's become an annual sort of holiday tradition to get together and talk about the S-Guy, Seeker, regs, and all of that. So I'm glad to be here again celebrating the holidays this way.
Slotche went on to describe a plan to challenge the DEC's fracking rulemaking process. She argues that the November 29th deadline that triggered the release of the draft regulations should apply to the whole environmental review process, the ESGEIS. In this case, the DEC applied for a 90-day extension for the rules, but not the ESGEIS.
They're all one and the same, and they have to be presented as a complete package. We have to have an opportunity to look at it as a complete package, and this sort of segmentation and timing and the way they're handling it is just totally outrageous.
After releasing them, the DEC said they were only proposed regulations, and they could be changed once the DEC is done with its environmental impact review. Slotche said that makes the whole process a farce.
So why were we supposed to spend 30 days diligently working through this if you weren't, you're saying there's a decent chance you're not even going to look at them? Like, that's an exercise in absurdity.
But still, the public comment period will go on. Cornell professor Tony Ingraffia also spoke to the standing room only crowd on Monday night. Ingraffia focused on the best ways to write a comment.
Make sure that you have a well-reasoned rationale. It doesn't have to be one sentence, two sentences. It can be 20 pages, as long as it's reasoned and not overblown. And then cite the literature.
Ingraffia approached this commenting period by reading the DEC's responses to past comments, which are posted on the agency's website. During last year's public comments, Ingraffia questioned whether adding a layer of casing to wells actually prevents leaks.
And then I appended documents and sketches that show that even with a fourth string of casing or a fifth string of casing or a sixth string of casing, bad things have still happened. I documented them.
In their response, the DEC apparently merged his comment with others that dealt with well casing.
And then they concluded in their response that since I hadn't provided scientific proof, even though I asked them for scientific proof, they stand by their statement.
But the speakers in Ithaca didn't portray submitting comments as a complete waste of time. The third speaker, Sandra Steingraber, is an author and founder of New Yorkers Against Fracking. She started a site called 30daysoffrackingregs.com to facilitate anti-fracking comments.
And I think the answer to why we should go on anyway and comment and play this game is because silence is consent.
Steingraber agrees that the process is deeply flawed, but she says opponents can keep slowing it down by flooding the Capitol with comments before the January 11th deadline. In Ithaca, I'm Matt Richman for the Innovation Trail.